This is John Costa from Citizen's Eye, and it's a Monday evening, and we're sitting here in the Ramada Roncoy in Leicester's Cultural Quarter. Music's a little bit funkier tonight than it normally is, and I'm here with Leicester's, well, I would almost say one of Leicester's most celebrated, certainly in Citizen's Eye's, illustrators, Rachel Smith. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. After that big build-up, it's going to be a good interview, so I'm looking forward to doing this. Now, we first met at Anescape, didn't we? What were you doing on your table at Anescape, the animation festival?
I was selling my comics that I had then, that were just sort of mini stories back then, and I was doing sort of drawings while you wait for people. So someone would say, "Oh, can you draw a chicken?" And I'd draw it for them.
Drawing on demand.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
Okay, and also you've had quite a lot of your work on display as cards and stuff, and I think I bought a card with a cat and a fish.
Yes.
Is that right? I remember buying that and stuff. So is your stuff still available to get there?
Yeah, I think some of it's still at the Phoenix. I've got my new comic out in lots of comic shops at the moment. So.
Okay. Now, you've had an exhibition, which was the last time we spoke to you, was about the Wolves, wasn't it, at the Cookie. How did that go? How was that received?
Oh, yeah, brilliantly, yeah. Loads of people came to the launch party. It was really, really nice. Yeah, sold lots of prints. It was good. Just had a wicked time.
Okay, right. Now, we're here today to talk about this new... how do we describe this? Is it a comic?
Yes.
It is a comic called The Way We Write. And it's the tale of three members of a Leicester band, a real Leicester band, called Her Name Is Calla. And it's an adventure you've written. And I do like about it because it's about... They're off on the writer's retreat to Whitby, which I'm sure sounds like a lyric from a song. But so how did you first come up with the idea?
Well, the band told me that they were, like, in real life going on a writer's retreat to Whitby.
Really?
Yes, really, really. IRL.
These things actually happen,
yes.
Do they?
although they haven't done it in the end, but I think they're still going to. But that kind of planted the seed for me and gave me the idea. I thought it'd make quite a nice story. So I asked the band if they wouldn't mind me writing a little comic about it. And they said, yeah, and they've really, like, been quite excited about what I've done, so... Yeah,
I think it's actually longer than I was expecting it to be, because it's actually quite a thick comic as well, isn't it? I mean, do you have a set amount of sort of characters and storyline in your head before you approach the comic and add and detract things as you go, and it ends up being as long as it is, or do you work to tight frames?
Well, this is the first sort of full-length comic I've done, so I'm still very much sort of learning how to do it, but with this one I wrote it all before I even started drawing or like thumbnailing the pages or anything. It's strange because I find that easier to work that way. Even though I'm quite a visual person, I like to have the entire script there. I don't know, because the drawing takes so long, it's quite heartbreaking if you have to go back and change things because you realised your script is going the wrong way or whatever. I actually wrote it all, and because it's the first sort of full-length story I've written, I wasn't quite sure how long it was going to be, but it's ended up being sort of about the size of a normal, single issue of a comic, if you like. So it's not an alien length, I don't think, for normal comic readers out there.
Is this something you thought that you would do, or is it... Because, I mean, if you're doing sort of those prints, like the Wolves, and then the sort of the cat and the fish I was describing, the cards and all that sort of stuff, and I know you've done your own little blog, haven't you, as well? You blog quite regularly, and they're really exciting to read and quite interesting. This really is a departure because it's about one subject and then sort of following it from sort of a start, middle and an end. Is it a different challenge?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's... I'm not used to spending so long on one project because, as you say, I'm usually sort of bouncing around doing all sorts of things. I always have several little projects on, or I'll get like lots of commissions and things. But comics are definitely something I'd like to do more of. I've got some ideas of stuff I'm going to do in the future. But yeah, I really enjoyed doing this. So.
And when we were just talking earlier, we were talking about, what motivates you and why you do what you do. And you were saying about a friend of yours who actually cooks, and there's only one recipe that you can do, which is in a comic book.
Yeah.
So are you a very visual person? Is this kind of the medium that you prefer to work in?
Yeah, like I'm a... I don't learn very well if you just give me a handful of text. I'm sort of a visual learner, and... and I'm an awful, awful cook. So, and the one, as you say, the one recipe I can follow is in one of the Scott Pilgrim books. And so that gave me the idea of doing a series of mini comics with recipes in them for people like me who aren't sort of very confident when it comes to cooking, but who like sort of stories and visual things. And my housemate Hannah is a really good, like, brilliant cook, actually. So she's going to write some of the recipes for me, and I'm going to sort of illustrate them. So hopefully that'll be...
Now, I'm a certain age, so I remember comics like, you know, Batman and Superman and stuff, and I just have this, you sort of cracking an egg into the bowl and it like kapow as it hits the flour and stuff. Do you kind of illustrate them that way, or is it very kind of serious? You do this and it's very much about the following the visual side of it with the ingredients, or do you try and bring a little bit of sense of humour into it?
It is going to be a bit wacky, I think. I mean, it is going to be a proper recipe that you can follow. Each comic's going to have a starter, a main, and a pudding, and so they are going to be real recipes, but yeah, it's going to be quite funny and a bit silly. And one of the characters is a cat, so you know it's already a bit silly.
Trying to steal the food.
Yeah.
Okay, now you've got another launch party. Whenever I interview you, it's always because you're launching something. And like I said, last time it was Wolves, and again it's at the Crumbling Cookie. So tell us a little bit about the event, and it's on the 16th of March. So what can people expect?
The 16th of March, I think it starts at about 7. It's downstairs this time, in the sort of venue bit of the cookie, which is called the Cookie Jar, I think. So you can come, there'll be a pared down version of Her Name is Calla Gig. So I think Adam and Sophie and possibly Nicole from Her Name is Calla are going to be there, just playing some like alternate versions of the songs and stuff. So it'd be cool for Calla fans to come. And obviously I'll be there selling the comics and a bunch of merchandise. I've got some limited edition Calla posters that I've done, and some original ink drawings that you can buy just for £2 each. And I've got badges. There'll probably be a bunch of Calla merchandise there as well, I imagine.
So is there an entry fee to actually get into the whole event?
No,
that's free?
Absolutely free, yeah.
Okay. And how much will the comic cost?
£5.
Okay. So how many of them have you had printed?
I'm getting another 100 because a lot have gone to comic shops across the UK, so they're going quite well.
Oh, right. So get one of these 100 because they're already in comic shops across the UK. Okay, right. Get in quick. And will you be signing them as well?
Yep, if people want them signed, that's fine. And the members of the band that are there can sign them as well if people want. So, yeah, come down. It should be a lot of fun.
This is the second event I've interviewed you that you've done at the Cookie and stuff. What do you think it is about the Crumbling Cookie as a venue?
I don't know. I mean, I know Tinny quite well, the owner, and he's just really up for, you know, helping people out who want to do anything, really. I don't know. It's a really open-minded venue. Like, they have all sorts going on there. I really, really like it.
I think he's a bit of a cultural genius or a cultural guru. He'd probably hate me for saying that, but because I know he likes his music, and he definitely likes his comedy without foul. And he's just into his second week now, isn't he, of this year's Cookie Comedy Festival, if you like. And he's won it, the best venue, a couple of times now, two or three times, hasn't
he?
I just find it very easygoing. And I don't know, it's something about the space. We do the jazz downstairs, and I've done some reportage club stuff and the Duck Film Festival. It definitely seems to be a bit of a cultural guru, doesn't it?
Definitely, yeah. In fact, my friend joked the other day that I keep sort of doing new projects just so I can have parties at the Cookie, which isn't true, but I do enjoy that part of it.
Someone actually said that to me before as well, and I just said, no, actually, we do need jazz once a month in our lives. I think it's actually quite good. So what's going to happen after this one? So 500 copies of this, gone all over the... it's gone all comic books across the land. What's the next project? You mentioned recipes, but
recipe
where
comics.
Are we going?
I want to do the recipe comics, and I'm currently writing a new comic, which is not about real people, they're about made-up characters. I don't know, I find writing the stories the hardest bit, really. Once I've got that, I find the drawing sort of, that's my comfort zone. It's the sort of writing that I need to work on, so I'm currently doing that. I've got a bunch of commissions and stuff, I'm always busy, but yeah.
So when's your first animated film with some of your characters?
I don't know. I don't do animation, really. So I'd like to get into it, but it's quite hard.
But can you provide the illustrations for someone to animate your things?
Definitely,
that has to be the natural extension of this, doesn't it?
I don't know. Comics and then a film. Is that how it works?
And then the T-shirt, but you've already got the merchandise already, haven't you? So.
Excellent.
Well, listen, Rachel, it's really good to speak to you and catch up with you as always, because this looks absolutely fantastic. I'm going to take a photo of this now and make sure that it's on the front. So just remind us of the date again.
The launch party's on the 16th of March at 7 o'clock at the Cookie Jar, which is downstairs from the Crumbling Cookie.
And the band's also got their own website, is that right?
Yeah, if you want to pre-order the comic, they're on... thanks. Her name is Kala.bandcamp.com.
Excellent.
You can just go to the merch section and it's right there. So.
Excellent. Rachel, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.